Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Seniors Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Lohse. We have our producer, Christina Liu, our director, Dan Cox, and our engineer, Victoria. Before we pass it back to whoever wants to talk, Christina was talking about the Christina Liu Show. And I just want everybody to know how that came about. And if anybody's seen The Godfather, they would know. One day, I come out of my house, and there's a fish wrapped in paper on my stoop. And when I picked it up, it said, "We better start a Christina Liu Show." That's all that was written on it.
That's how it totally
and
was.
And that, from that point on, it's only been history. And it's wonderful history.
But it's actually funny, Zed, because, you know, we were talking, you know, prior to the break about just evolution of things. And like I said, even when John had suggested, I don't even remember necessarily. I think it was really, he was like, you know, I think we should promote town programs and different things that are going on. There's so much going on in the town. You know, we had this discussion. And I was like, okay. I was nervous though.
You didn't want to do it.
Each week I was like, oh, John, I don't know. Like, then I gotta, you know, prepare and be put on the, you know. And he's like, you already know all this information from working there, so why can't you do it? You know, and we ran it past the supervisor. She loved the idea, communication. So I laughed because I remember just even then, which I don't even know how many years ago we started doing Talk of the Town. Because I can't imagine the show without it, frankly. But it's just great, really, to see. And like I said, it's
now been, what is it, Christina?
Now we got merch, guys. So watch out.
I love it.
But you know, I think it's just showing it, and it's a great place that we get, you know, so much information out. We everyone laughs, you know, with my stacks of papers. We don't even get through half of it, you know, because we'll go on our tangents. But it's a very real thing. And I think, you know, for the people that listen, you know, my friends listen, my mom listens, and it just gives you a feel like you're just kind of talking. And those are my favorite kind of shows, frankly. You know, when I listen to a podcast or other radio shows, I like when you just feel like just being involved in the conversation with people. And that's certainly something that especially came true during this whole pandemic. So that's it. Now, John, what about you? What is your favorite thing hosting this show?
Honestly, Victoria touched on it a bit. It's an education. It really is. Like, I look at the stuff you send me, and I'm being very honest, I don't do the work Otto does. No, I don't do it because I want the person to teach me. So I'm just coming up with the question. Explain it to me. I don't understand. Just like in my business, I call a person, tell me, what do you want? What do you do? What are you looking for? So the same thing with the show. I don't, you know, I want to see what they do conceptually, but to go through all the pages, you know, Barry Klitzberg last week and Kathleen, when you go through them all, they have all the information to share. And honestly, the people you pick are wonderful. I'd rather turn around and say, well, what do you think about this? Why did you do it? And I also like, which most of the time I try to do, and sometimes I forget, how did the person get into it?
I was going to say, I love when you ask that question to them, because that's such an interesting piece of their story too.
Most of them, and that's what seems to make the best one, is they've wanted to do this since they were high schoolers. You know, it's not like, oh, I lost my first three jobs and this was the only thing available. They all wanted to do these jobs, which, you know, I look at that, I call it, they owned it. They owned the position. And so who better to give you some information? So that really is the high point. And what you learn coming away from this place, it's just, and I like this kind of learning. I'm not interested in reading a book. I'm being honest. I'll walk away with a story like Otto said about the one in the trench. I wasn't there. You remember those things. And that's a great story. And, you know, different people or the Lyme degrees with Victoria, you'll remember those stories for good. You know,
absolutely.
The golden nuggets. Remember when you started calling it?
Yeah, it is. It's the golden. And you're right. It's because of the format of the show. And that's how I learn better too. You know, I mean, all of us have sat in front of presentations where you're being drilled all this information, but it's, you know, it's so much easier to learn and to understand really complex issues and concepts in this kind of format where it's a discussion-based kind of thing, you know, for me, myself also.
I try, when I prepare for the show, I try to imagine what it is. First of all, I what do I want to know? What don't I know about the subject? Which is a lot about a lot of things, all right? But then I try to imagine people who are listening to the show. Like, I'll give you a very small example, but IDA, Industrial Development, we're going to be on not too far down the road. I'd be willing to wager 90% of the people have no clue what IDA stands for. So I try to imagine, you know, what would somebody who's not in this world, what do they want to know? You know what? I'm big on a kindergarten primer for anything I learn. If I don't learn the bottom line basics, I was never any good in school at getting the rest, because I was still down here grappling with the bottom while everybody else was up here. Well, I didn't get this part. So the fact that I didn't get the top part because I didn't understand the lower level. So I try to go from that perspective a little bit on my own behalf, selfishly, and on imagining what somebody who's listening may be interested in. You know, I think we all tend to take for granted a knowledge that people may have about things because maybe you're involved with it all the time. I try to take that out of it and try to come at it from a level of people don't know what you're talking about, you know, or who your organization is or anything else about it. So we all have a different way of looking at it. With the same point as you, John, that these are the people who know. I'm not trying to tell them. I'm trying to learn,
right?
You know, on a level that I'm capable of learning, and thinking there are other people in the same category as me.
I think that's why you two are so good together.
Yeah.
I think one of the reasons is we teach interview skills here at the university, and you both have very good interview skills, and you're both doing it from a different perspective. John, you're doing it from, you know what? I'm a blank slate. I need to learn everything I need to know about the subject. And Otto comes in with some information, but specific questions on things that he finds are most important. The combination of those two is rare in a single interviewer. And it's good that we have two interviewers, because you're really covering all the bases. I think that's, again, that's one of the evolutions of this show, that you guys have developed as good hosts, as good on-air people. Now, John, you never knew you had a career in radio.
That's right.
Well, I give John, first of all, I will maybe interrupt once in a while, but you as a host have no big ego about worrying about somebody else speaking, all right? And there could be situations where if you were the host, you're the host, all right? And that won't allow other people to talk. You're not like that. And that's why I enjoy being on this show, because there is this open acknowledgement that if I feel like talking, I'm not good at sitting here sort of just listening and puppeting my way through it. That's not who I am. And if you were a different kind of host who wanted to dictate the whole thing, I probably wouldn't enjoy this as much as I do. So A plus to John, you know.
Absolutely. And yeah. I also want to say, you know, we have so many co-hosts, unfortunately, that we haven't been able to have on the show because of the current pandemic. We're in doing this through Zoom and needing certain technology kind of savvy and equipment and whatnot. But I also want to say, you know, a shout out to all of them, you know, who listen and I check in with and I stay in contact with because they were, you know, it was so wonderful to have them on too. And everyone kind of brings your own experience to things. So I promise next year for our 10 years, we'll have a big celebration, which I have to like start planning now, because I can only imagine really live up to 10 years is a big one. But it's just really great. You know, and I was sitting here thinking the radio show too, it's not like it just stops here. You know, the idea of having all these guests on and these different, it really just builds our network so much, you know, and especially I take this information back and I give it to our social workers, our nurses, you know, people I meet, you know, my family, my friends, you know, so just thinking about, it becomes such a big thing, you know, and in each of you, you know, who you talk to, you know, Victoria was saying, you know, she would even bring out, you know, the radio show, things that she's learned. So it really just spreads and creates, you know, I'm all about the grassroots of communication and spreading it, and especially these community-based programs and organizations, just bringing everything kind of together is really, at the end of the day, what, you know, will make things work. So
that's what makes the show so special. It's just the fact that, I mean, the dynamic is very casual. It's not like a very strict cut and dry, this is an interview. You guys make it really fun, very great. Like, you bring out some snacks sometimes. I know some of the listeners are like, oh, what's this? Like, what are we celebrating today? But that's what makes the Project Independence show so great. It's just, it doesn't feel like a very cut and dry, oh, today we're talking about tax season. Like, everyone wants to tune out when they hear the word tax mm-hmm. season, but that's what makes the show so great. So congratulations to you guys. This is so exciting.
Thank you, Victoria. Actually, I just want to jump in with one thing, and which is important to me, and that is Dan. Because the one thing that Dan is, and I mean, this very, he's patient. He really is, because, you know,
I talk to my kids, they tell you differently. Well,
that's a different story. I'm sure they have. But no, it's the truth, because if you don't know what you're doing, the last thing, like Otto, you're saying, my style is my style, but Dan's style is, he's not coming and dictating to anybody, don't do, you know, we screw something up, we screw it up. He said, don't, you know, you're a minute too soon, you're a minute too late. It's not the end of the world. We'll fix it, which is what it should be. I mean, we do work together. And even, you know, when Victoria, when we were in the actual thing, she'd smile, she'd laugh and give me a face like, don't worry. Well, you know, it, next one will be fine. It's the truth. Because in fact, recently, I couldn't make the show and I was disappointed. And Dan came back with, it wasn't heart surgery or something, whatever we were doing. And it's so true. We have a wonderful service. We're bringing a wonderful information to the community. And if I can't do it, Otto's going to do it. Christina will do it. Dan will do it. Victoria, somebody will do it. And that's the most important part of this. And we have to have a little bit of fun doing it. And we do have fun. This has turned into a family. And what you said before about Corona, it's changed things very, very dramatically. And for us, I think for the better. I really do. I by no means am I going to turn around and say it's been a plague on this radio program. Is it more difficult for Dan? Not for me. I don't have to get dressed. I don't have pants on now. No.
Yeah, but you're on television now.
Right. Well, that's all.
Yeah, that's all right. It's still from the waist up.
Don't stand up, John.
it's so true. And it's just, it really, you know, I can go on for days and days and days about how much I really love this program. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's really a team, you know, and everything, you know, and if there is little faux pas or things, you know, everyone is open. And, you know, it all comes back to what we always bring up somehow every show is the importance of communication in daily life, right? And that's something that each of us have, you know, talked about how it's something that's really lacking in today's society. Everything is very, you know, as it black and white. And if you don't agree, you know, that's it. There's really no trying to understand and work through certain things, you know? And I think this show at its core, that's what it is. You know, there are people talking and not everyone is the same person, but everyone brings something different to the table. And I think that's what makes it special. And that's what comes across, so.
Otto and Dan and Christina and Victoria, thank you guys very much and myself, we all make it possible. And Rebecca, who's not here right now.
Absolutely.
Rebecca is always, she's an angel to jump in on occasions, and hopefully it's going to be happening less and less, but she's always there. But anyway, this has been another wonderful year, and we'll be back in 12 months to celebrate our 10th anniversary. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Have a wonderful weekend, everyone.